Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
It's so amazing,
so amazing,
your love for me.
Tender mercy, not for your grace. Well,
your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing. I stand amazed at your glory. I stand amazed at your strength. I stand amazed at your power. So amazing, amazing.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank him right now. Amen. Let's enter in this morning with all faith. Amen. Come on. Magnify the Lord with me. Thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord God, we come believing on today, oh God. Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new faith, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Lord, we thank you that you remembered us on today, that you called us to live. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for a healing right now. Amen. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us and those in our family, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come this morning, oh God, oh Lord, to give you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. Amen. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, thank you for remembering us on today. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we still can thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would just have your way, oh God. Touch and heal. Touch and deliver, oh God. Oh, Lord, touch and bless right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. We come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness on today. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of our life. We give it to you for eternity. And we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, extend yourself through us in all areas of our life fully and completely that we, hallelujah, that we be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. We decree and declare you to be on the throne of our life in over all areas of our life, Lord Jesus Christ. You are the author and the finisher of our faith in all, through all, above all of our lives. Amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We thank you for all the good things in our life, oh God, for you are the creator of all things good. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence, for in your presence, the fullness of our joy. And in your presence, we are complete and whole. In your presence, we have purpose. Hallelujah, God. Because of your presence, oh God, we're glad to be here. Father God, we thank you for your plan that we may have a full life. Amen. And enjoy it and have an abundance of overflow. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your provisions, that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. And that we may prosper in all areas of our life, even as our soul prospers. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your protection. It's the perfect will. Cast out all fear, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your peace that surpasses our understanding, the peace that keeps us calm and secure through adversity, the peace that leads us, hallelujah, through the storms, amen, that come into our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our lives and your presence in it, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. We decree and declare on today that we are redeemed, amen, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning in Jesus Christ's holy name with our combined faith, amen. Your word says, when there are two or more gathered in your name, touching and agreeing, oh God, that you will be in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst of today, oh God, that the two or three, oh God, have come today, oh God, that we can receive, amen. And we decree and declare that there shall be no blockers, amen. There shall be no hindrance, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, there shall be no more delays, hallelujah. For all that we praying for, oh God, that you will answer speedily in the name of Jesus Christ. So that for your word says, yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answering prayers on today. That you have dispatched your angels, oh God, your holy angels, oh God, hallelujah, to do the work. Amen. We ask you, Lord. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to force out, drive out all foul, wicked demons, torment, lying, and hindrance, seducing, perverse, unclean, familiar, foul spirits, anything that traffics in darkness, bind back all evil spirits that are following us, following your daughter Twan, following your daughter Kim, following your son Dorsea, following our children's children, oh Lord, following those in our family, our mothers and brothers and sisters, our fathers, oh God, all right now, and they try to follow us throughout this day or into tomorrow afternoon and send them into the abyss along with their any replacements of evil spirits and any other evil spirits, bound, deaf, dumb, blind, and mute, unable to just to keep them there until they are judged and thrown into the lake of fire, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, as we come praying this morning with a heart of repentance, a heart of thanksgiving and forgiveness, oh Lord, forgive us for our sins. Lord, forgive us for all our sins, known or unknown sins, oh Lord, sins of omission, sins of commission. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our trespasses and iniquities, Father God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with your stuff, and we shall be cleansed. Wash us, and we shall be white as snow, God. And we just want to say thank you as we receive it. Hallelujah, God. And we receive, hallelujah, we forgive those who have hurt us, abused us, lied to us, lied on us, talked about us, oh God. We forgive them, amen, and we ask, oh God, that you would forgive them and help them to turn from their sinful practices and evil doers of this world, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everybody, we ask you to forgive. Forgive us for any unforgiveness, any bitterness, any anger, any strife, any animosity, and any resentment that we have in our hearts toward anyone at this time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let deliverance come for us, oh God. Deliverance from anything that's not of you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you as we receive it on today. Heavenly Father, we're standing on the truth of your word. You said you would give us the keys to the kingdom, that whatsoever we would bind on earth would be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we would loose on earth would be loose in heaven. And according to Matthew 16 and 18, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind our will to the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we will be constantly aware of your will and purpose for our lives. We bind ourselves to the truth of God, that we will not be deceived by the many subtle deception of the world and the devil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind ourselves right now to the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to be constantly aware of the blood of Jesus Christ, of miracle working power to restore and heal and keep us safe. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, God. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ, that we would be aware of how Jesus Christ would have us to think and believe. We do not want to react out of our own human thoughts when situations arise suddenly. We want to think and act as Jesus would have us to act. Amen. We bind our feet to the path of righteousness, that our steps will be steady and true all, hallelujah, all day long. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind ourselves to the work of the cross in our lives so that we will continue to die daily to our own selfish desires and motivations and be more like Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind the strong man so that we may spoil his household and take back every bit of joy, peace, blessings, hallelujah, freedom, and every material and spiritual possession that he has stolen from us. Amen. We take them back right now, and we loose the strong man's influence over every part of our body. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God, over our soul and spirit. Amen. We loose Christ's muscle and destroy every evil device you may try to bring in our suffer or influence during this day. We repent of every wrong desire, attitude, and pattern of thinking that we have had. Oh,
Lord, forgive us, Heavenly Father, for holding on to wrong desires, ideas, behaviors, and habits, according to 1 John 1 and 9. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, in John 14 and 14, we renounce and reject these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we loose every wrong attitude, pattern of thinking, belief, idea, desire, behavior, and habit that we have ever learned. We loose the strongholds around them that would keep us from being completely surrendered to the will of God for our lives. Amen. We loose all doubt and confusion from ourselves. We have bound our mind to the mind of Christ, and we have loosed every wrong thought and evil imagination that would keep us from being in sweet unity with you. Amen. My Lord, my God, we bind and loose these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who has given us the keys to do so. Hallelujah. Come on and thank God on today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We declare that all is well with us. Amen. All is well with our families. Amen. Hallelujah, God. We can't thank you enough this morning, oh Lord. But yet still we thank you. Lord, we ask that you touch our minds on today, oh God. Purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, that our thoughts be holy and pure and righteous unto you. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we're asking you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14. To wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives and those in our families. We ask you, Lord, tell the Lord Jesus to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives and those in our family, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us, hallelujah, those in our family and loved ones and those that we are praying for today. Amen. Every family member, every loved one, hallelujah, all that's connected to us, oh God, as we pray, oh God, give us clarity, oh God. Hallelujah. Clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice according to John 16 and 23. And we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, keep us from all evil. Amen. According to John 17 and 15. Sanctify us through your word of truth, oh God. Let us be, Lord God, one with our brothers and sisters that the world might believe that we've been sent. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us be counted worthy of our calling to fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your word have free course in our life, oh God. Amen. That we will speak your word, oh God, and not the word of this world, oh God. Let us not be tempted by anyone, oh God, in any situation or conversation, hallelujah, material things of this world, oh God. Oh, Lord, so always seek ye first, oh God, your kingdom and all your righteousness. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, oh God, in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of our calling, which is the holy, which are the riches of your glory, of your heritage, oh God, and the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, God. Let us know the love of Christ, which passes all understanding, that we may be filled, oh God, with all fullness of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, do exceed your abundance above all we can ask and think, according to the power that works in us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, we love you, God. Lord, we ask that you increase us in love even the more, oh God. Oh, Lord, let the fruit of your spirit, oh God, hallelujah, be in us, amen. That we operate, oh God, in everyone, hallelujah, not lacking one, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Let us be filled with the knowledge of your will and all wisdom and all spiritual understanding, that we may walk worthy of you, oh God, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let us be strengthened might according to your glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let us stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, amen. Oh Lord, let us, hallelujah, let us, oh God, let our whole spirit, and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that, Lord, give us peace always and by all means, oh Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And be with us. Hallelujah. Lord, on today we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, we make supplication, intercession, and give thanks, oh God, for all men and all leaders in our nation and in the church, oh God, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. By faith right now, we receive multiplied grace and peace through the apostolic anointing. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and say that all is well with us and those that we love and concerned about them. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy that's been sent our way right now or in the future. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that may try to come into our lives and those in our family. We decree and declare together today with all faith that the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against us. Amen. We decree and declare and receive victory. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the victory. We decree and declare with all faith that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Amen. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. Amen. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Hallelujah. We are the lender and not the borrower. We're clothed with the clothes, with the robe of righteousness. And we thank you for them. Father God, we pray for traveling grace on today and mercy for ourselves and those in our family that will be traveling on today on the road. Father God, we ask to send your angels before us, oh God, making every crooked path straight and smoothing out every rough patch along the way. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no kickings, no pullovers, no accidents, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place that, and where our feet may tread, heads may lay over our homes and all that's in our homes and all that will enter, exit our homes, over every vehicle, amen, hallelujah, or form of transportation. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and whatever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come near, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare the turnaround has come. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you release your blessings, oh God, your abundant blessings, oh God, the blessings that make you rich and add no sorrow. Hallelujah, oh God, to overtake us, oh God. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon our life that we won't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. And we decree and declare it is so. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we thank you that we're blessed going out and blessed coming back in, that we're going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, amen, and we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, amen, record-breaking miracles in our peace and our joy and our happiness and our relationships, amen, and our finances and support and our ministries and our businesses on our jobs, hallelujah. We decree and declare record-breaking miracles. We decree and declare that all things are working together for our good, amen, because we've been called according to your purpose, oh God, and we love you and we thank you. And we shall not be moved. Amen. We shall not be moved. And we thank you for it. On today, oh God, we lift up and pray for our elders and the family. God, we lift up our Aunt Bernstein and our Aunt Crafty and our hallelujah. Our Aunt Vera. Our Aunt Elijah Jane, oh Lord. Hallelujah. But we just pray that you continue to keep them, oh God. Continue to bless their thoughts, oh God. Let joy overtake them even right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Bless the caregivers that are in position, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you would continue to strengthen them, oh God. Give them a supernatural strength, oh God. Let peace be within them, oh God. Let nothing disturb their peace, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for every caregiver on today. That your position, oh God, to serve, to minister to, oh God. Oh, Lord, I pray, oh God, let every need be met, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let them operate with your godly counsel and wisdom, oh God, when they don't know what to do, oh God, but you will give them the answer, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. But I lift up and pray for all the mothers and grandmothers and wives on today. Oh, Lord, that you will bless us, oh God, with a supernatural strength to keep on keeping on, oh God. And let us, oh God, hallelujah, let us be filled with your joy. Unspeakable joy, let it become contagious, that anyone that we're around, oh God, that they will receive that joy. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but sin, and the promises of God, amen, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, let's praise him. Can you praise him this morning? Will you thank him? Amen. We sit here. Hallelujah. Tell him how much you love him. Amen. Because he loved you first. Come on, come on. Come on. No matter what we do, amen, or where we go, God is with us. Amen. The Bible says all these come to the believer, amen, who prays. Jesus said, if you can believe, amen, hallelujah. If you can believe, you can receive. Oh, Lord, we believe that you receive them today. And we thank you for, Lord. Glory to God. Hiya. Good morning, good morning, and welcome, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're having a great start of your day, amen. So good to have two or three on the line this Sunday morning. I said, well, I don't know why I'm going to be on the line this morning, this Sunday. It may have been a late night, but I thank God we are here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, Cousin Kim. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning, family. Good morning, everyone on the line. I woke up about 10 minutes, you know, prior to getting on the line, and I said, oh, it's almost 6 o'clock. Let me get on up. So I just thank God for waking me up and waking me up in the right mind.
Amen. Glory to God. Ain't nothing like it. Have been in your right mind. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Thank God for you. Cousin Kim. Hallelujah. All right, Twan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I'm grateful. Glad to be on the line another day. And come just expecting God to move, you know, just to do what God does and see what God has for us to do, you know. So I'm grateful to be on the line this Sunday morning.
Yes, Lord. Just thanking God. We are still here. Not taking, you know, life for granted. So I was like, okay, Lord, we thank you this morning. When I saw you pop in, I said, oh, Lord, you kept us. Oh, yes. Cousin Kim came on. She was right. You came on right. I said, oh, Lord, we thank you. You know, because a lot of times, you know, 6 o'clock is early for a lot of people. You know, that means you got to get up at least about 5 something to be in position so they receive it all. Amen. And so to be able to have you all alive, you know, thank you. I know. Yesterday was just me and you, Twan, and we thank God for the opportunity to be able to come together. He said, well, there are two and three. Amen. Oh, it don't take thousands. You ain't got to wait for everybody to get there. He said, with two or three gathered, touching the green, and my name, I'll be there in the midst. So I just thank God for you all. Commitment to be on the line these 28 days, as much as you can, is a blessing, and I feel so honored and privileged to have this time. So God bless you. God keep you. I'm doing good this morning. I just thank God for the strength. Because I tell you, I barely get any sleep. But I thank God for putting me in position. Because I'm going to miss. God has me lying in this time. It's easy to say, oh, I'm just going to sleep.
But it's better to get on up and be in position and do what God has called you to do. There's a lot of stuff you want to do. If you do what God has called you to do, that's all that's going to last. Amen. So glory to God.
Amen.
Bless y'all this morning. Hallelujah. Our scripture today is going to come from the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 through 11. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 through 11. If you're following this morning, just let me know. So I don't want to go before you. If you have your Bible. Twan, you have your Bible?
Yes, I'm on my phone.
Okay. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 through 11.
Okay.
I'm going to read the Bible says again, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1 through 11, in case you're writing it down to go back to it or reading along. The Bible says that, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they shall not escape, but you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk, are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And just understand a little bit of the scripture. Here is the day of the Lord. The times and the seasons refers to the knowledge of what will occur in the future, specifically at the return of Christ. Amen. Efforts to determine the date of Christ's return are foolish. You hear it all the time. People are predicting this is going to happen. Oh, we're near the end. I always tell people we are always near the end because we never know the date. You know, the end is always near because we don't know when. So when people try to predict the actual day of it, they don't know. But you must know and understand that the end is always near because we don't know when the end will come. So don't be misled by anyone who claims to know what it is. Here we are told that no one knows and that even believers would be surprised. The Lord will return suddenly and unexpectedly, and warns Apostle Paul, so we have to be prepared. So be prepared because no one knows when Jesus will come back to earth. We should be ready at all times. Suppose he were to return today. How would he find you living? Are you ready to meet him? Live each day prepared to welcome Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The day of the Lord refers to a future time when God will intervene directly and dramatically in world affairs. Predicted and discussed often in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah, the book of Joel, and Zephaniah, we see it there. The day of the Lord will include both punishment and blessing. At this time, Christ will judge sin and set up his eternal kingdom. Now, when we look at verse 4 and 5, and I'm going to wrap up here in scripture here shortly. God has determined that we cannot know exactly when Christ will return. If we knew the precise date, we may be tempted to be lazy in our work for Christ. You know, worse yet, we might plan to keep sinning and then turn to God right at the end. Heaven should not be our only, hallelujah, heaven should not be our only goal. We have work to do here, including sharing the good news of salvation with as many people as we can and strengthening, amen, hallelujah, the current believers to remain faithful until the end.
We as Christians must keep on doing God's work until death or until we see the unmistakable return of our Savior. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So we've been called to do. Amen. As we wrap up here in verse 9 and 11. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bible says again, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. When we look at the scripture here, as you near the end of a long race, your legs ache. I don't know, 20, did you run track?
Yes, I did.
So anyone that's ran track before, face towards, we look at specifically at track, your legs ache, if your chest burns, and your whole body mm-hmm. cries out, you to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a young lady, she's 13 now, she thinks she's about to start running track. I was picking her up for rehearsal, and she's like, yeah, they had me running long, I had to run the 4x4, she had to run one lap set. Oh, I was so out of breath. I just wanted to give up. My legs were hurting. Everything was hurting. I couldn't feel my legs. See, this is the mm-hmm. moment when friends and fans are most valuable. See, the encouragement helps us. It helps you to push through the pain to the finish line. And that's what we've been called to do, to encourage one another. Amen. To keep on keeping on. Even when you fall mm-hmm. down, to help you get back up again. To encourage us. Hey, we're going to be praying. Come on in. You know, we're going to be praying at this time. Or give me a call. Let's pray for 7 days, 8 days. And, oh, yeah, let's pray about, you know, that's what we're here for, to encourage mm-hmm. one another. A word of encouragement offered at the mm-hmm. moment can be the difference between finishing well and collapsing along the way. Look around.
Amen.
Be sensitive to others and, you know, others' needs for encouragement and offer supportive mm-hmm. words or acts of service. Amen. Lord, we thank mm-hmm. you for your word. We thank you for your word. Oh, Lord, it helps, oh, God, and to bring us back to remembrance, oh, God, what you've called us to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you, Father God. We ask that you add a blessing to the readers and hearers and most of all the doers of your word. And we thank you, oh, God. It's our prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a God to the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we'll have our few prayer petitions. Please do so. We're just going to touch and agree with all that you pray for this morning, all that come out of your mouth. To our Heavenly Father, please, for we know there is power in touching and agreeing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Just continue. Prayer for, you know, peace in my home. And just continue to pray for my children and my grandchildren. And God bless you. I'm praying for you that you'll be able to get some sleep. Just thank God for you being in position and doing what you, what God has called you to do. And just thank God for him also and her prayer. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. We thank and agree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord, as we come together with our combined faith on today with your daughter, Kim. Lord, we ask that you, every prayer that have come out of our mouth, oh God, according to your will, oh God, let it be done in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We send in your words, oh God, as we decree and declare that she will live in peace and walk in peace, and then she will seek peace. Amen. For Jesus is our peace. Hallelujah. That she is a peaceable person. Amen. Oh, Lord, you are Shalom. Hallelujah. Our prosperity and peace. Let peace come and be still in our home. Oh, Lord, and everywhere she go. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that you will walk in peace all the days of life. And we just want to thank you, oh God, for your peace and your protection for her and her family, oh God, and all that she loves and all that she's pray by on today and for. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. Thank God for you. I'm excited
amen.
This morning.
Amen.
Come on, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, my prayer petition this morning is I would just want to pray for my family, my marriage. that God will continue to use us, and that we will just, you know, come to submit to him, both as husband and wife, and that his will be done in our marriage and in all marriages. And I want to continue to pray for the church, the head of the church, the shepherd, and the leaders of the church, and just the church as a body, that we all just be functioning, doing our part, knowing our part, and we be all in spiritually aligned to do what God has caused us to do in the church. And I also just pray for the well-being of my family, my friends, my loved ones, those that we are connected to, and my prayer and my hopes are that we just all have our names written in that book of life, that we come to know him. And I just pray for the well-being of my family, the spiritual well-being and the physical well-being. And, you know, I just pray that God just continues to add a blessing to our lives, you as well. And, you know, that just that God will just continue to bless us and do great things within us.
Amen, amen. We touch and agree with every prayer that went forth, O Lord God, O Lord, from the mouth of your servant, O God. We just ask, O God, that you will move, O God, concerning all that she's petitioned on today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we stand in agreeing, O God, with her. And we just want to say thank you, O God, for answered prayers on today. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to pray this close as I see in prayer. Again, I just thank you all so much for being on the line this morning. Amen. Glory,
amen.
Hallelujah. I know that God has called me for such a time as this. Hallelujah. Let us pray. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Oh, gracious Lord, we come before you, God, just thanking you, Father God, oh, Lord, in every prayer that went forth on today, for the hearts of your children, oh, God, that you will answer, oh, God, that you've answered, that you're already answering, oh, Lord. We thank you, oh, God, as we walk by faith and not by sight, that you're already moving, oh, God, every obstacle, amen, every blockage, every hindering way, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the magic to our prayer. Lord, we thank you that you have dispersed your holy angels, your warring angels, your war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered on today. So we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, Lord, we still can thank you more. For yet, still we thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to your holy mountain on this morning. Let the blessing of Zion be upon our lives and those in our families. We've come, O Lord, to Zion, Lord. Command your blessing, even life forevermore. Let your presence be upon our life continually, and let your blessings be continual in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We receive by faith the blessing and favor of Zion. There's no mountain as holy as Zion. We ascend and dwell at your holy hill, Lord God. Zion is your habitation, and we will dwell and live where you are and enjoy your blessing. Amen. Let everlasting joy be upon our heads. For we've come to Zion this morning. Amen. Let gladness and joy overtake our lives. Amen. Let sorrow and sadness flee away right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So let us sing in the height of Zion, and the goodness of the Lord shall flow over us. Amen. Let our hallelujah, let our soul be like a watered garden. Amen. So that we will sorrow no more, and those in our family and loved ones. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Let our waste places become like Eden and our desert like the garden of the Lord. We decree and declare by faith that there is no ruin in our life, but we will see and walk in the blessing of Eden. Amen. My Lord, my God. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, according to Psalm 133, let the dew of Hermon descend and fall upon our lives. We have come to the top of Amana and Sinir. Release the blessing of the mountain upon our lives, O Lord. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we have left the valley of the shadow of death and we have come, amen, to Acor. We decree and declare that there is no strife in our valley, but we will enjoy the blessing of peace in Acor. Amen. And we thank you for, Lord, that the beauty of Acor and Sharon be upon our lives.
We have come into the, hallelujah, we have come into your sheepfold, O Lord. Feed us in Sharon and Acor. We decree and declare with all faith that we will be satisfied with your abundance in Sharon and Acor. We are more than enough. We have, hallelujah, we live in the prosperity and blessing of Sharon and Acor, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare all is well and good with us. We thank you, Lord God, that we can declare and declare it is all this time, and we receive it. We reap the goodness, amen, and the blessing of the Lord in our lives right now. We decree and declare that we have extraordinary favor with God, and that he's appointed this time for us to walk in and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let us grow and be strong as the cedars of Lebanon. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare all is good. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know many are preparing for Super Bowl. They got that on their mind. They went to bed with it on their mind in preparation for it. But I thank God for you all this morning that your mind was set on the things of God. Amen. That your mind was set, I need to get up and do my Lord, my God. Amen. The Bible tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So
yes.
I thank God for you that we have come, Lord. We thank you for blessing us. We come seeking ye first the kingdom of God and all. Amen. God bless y'all. God keep you at this time. Everything you'd like to say, please do so. We'll start with your cousin Kim. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. And thank you again for the prayer. And I just wanted to let you know that the regular prayer line, Saturday prayer line, I've been checking on everybody and just letting them know that we're on at 6 o'clock in the morning. We're still praying for them. But, you know, a lot of them, they don't wake up early, so that's why they don't get on. Yeah.
Yes, I was going to send a message saying, hey, y'all don't have to miss Saturday prayer. We're on. We just on early on Saturday until the end of this month. So say, we still here. Yeah. We here, but we here early. Amen. Yeah, well, I thank you, Cousin Kim, for letting everybody know we're on. And if they can get up early enough on Saturday, they can get on. Matter of fact, they can get on any time this month at 6 a.m. we're here. So thank you so much. Well, delivering that information to everyone. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. The right one. Go ahead.
Yes, amen. Amen. God is good. I pray y'all have a good day in the Lord. God bless you both.
Amen. God bless you too. God for you. Yes, have a blessed day in the Lord. Amen. Thank you again. I can't thank you all enough for being on. I know we're here waiting for y'all to come on in.
Yes.
It wasn't when you were showing up, but when you know somebody is waiting on you, you tend to press on in even the more. So, well, I know somebody's waiting on me. Amen. So I'm here waiting, and I'm expecting. Oh, I forgot my mom told me to call and wake her up. She said, I didn't get up in time. Just call me. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll call you. So I have to remember to call her tomorrow. Because she sometimes take medication, and she'll be, you know, sleepy from the medicine she takes. But God bless you both. And again, I thank God for you. I have a blessed day in the Lord. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the confidence that your life will be victorious and beautiful with God's help. Nothing is impossible to you because of him. Amen. You are numbered among the righteous because of the blood of the cross. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we receive, we believe. To God be the glory. And the church say amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you both. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the street. streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear you say what.
Call me
one time.